How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with him, Tom Allen.
And her, Susie Ruffle. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning, or afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening. I would hate to exclude our other times of the day listeners.
I think that we're a morning feat.
M-O-U-R.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you're in morning, this,
if you're morning, this is
you.
A great podcast. I know that some people do listen to us as soon as it comes out, as soon as we drop, as they say.
What time do we drop?
Oh, I don't know, Suze. I feel like it's quite early, like maybe...
Like 6 a.m. or something.
I feel like it's maybe automated and it goes out at...
And it goes live.
It goes live. Yeah, we're going live.
We're live. 5, 4...
3. 3.
And then in silence. Two and one, yeah. Which is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, we need to talk, me and you.
Why?
We got to talk. You hosted the red carpet BAFTAs.
Oh my goodness. Well...
And it was the film one. So like, okay, I want like a play-by-play. I appreciate I've already got some of this on the phone, but I am very much thinking of our like-minded friends that do not have your personal number.
Well...
Which is 07.
Most of them do, I think. Well, we had a lovely time. It was AJ Adudu and myself, and we were...
Friend of the show.
Dear friend of both of us, wonderful person, and her and I were at the end of the red carpet, the beginning of the red carpet, I should say, in a small area, and we were doing it for BAFTA. So we were just before the main sort of press sort of corridor where people...
The corridor junk.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like there were journalists on one side and fans on the other, and so people walked up a bit of both, I think.
Very nice.
And it was very interesting, very nice. Everybody, it was a lovely experience. There was nothing I can say that wasn't, I felt very, very lucky because of the things happening in the world and to have, a couple of days of celebrating film was very lovely and lovely people and everybody was very nice and very chatty.
And well deserved because you were brilliant.
Oh, Suze, that's very generous of you to say.
I did have a look at the YouTube feed.
Oh, did you?
Of course, just a brief... I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I had a brief dip.
Well, there were a lot of people, and they all arrive at once.
Of course, like a party. You're there waiting like for someone to arrive, and you think, no one's going to come, it's going to be terrible. And then, then Lady Gaga arrives.
Well,
and
Lady Gaga
everything
arrived,
is fine.
Which was so exciting. And also, I think Lady Gaga used my dressing room to do her makeup touch-ups.
Okay, well, we need to slow down. Someone said to you, I'm so sorry, Tom, can Ms. Gaga use your room?
They said someone needs to use your dressing room before they go, or after they come off the red carpet.
And oh my God. Like, and you were like, who the fuck is
who?
That?
Who is it? I was like, oh, it's fine. And that, I actually said it was fine before getting the information. And then it came down to me, the information came through to me that it was actually Lady Gaga using my dressing room. And I thought, wow, I've really got to make sure that I've tidied up my trinkets.
Yes, of course. Do you think Lady Gaga is touching up her own makeup in that? Do you think she's got an eyeliner in her pocket like I would? Or do you think there is someone with her that is there to just make sure that she looks on point?
Well, she very graciously walked up the red carpet with her hair and makeup artist because they were both being honoured for their work on House of Gucci. And they were nominated.
Of course.
So I imagine they wouldn't have minded stepping in with a
That's
big
the
old...
thing. If you're with a makeup artist, you can say to them, do you mind just having a look at my brows?
Could you just whip out the Maybelline?
I'm not sure that Lady Gaga's using Maybelline. She might be.
Really?
I think she might be more of a Charlotte Tilbury girl.
Do you think?
I don't know. Is Charlotte Tilbury really British? I don't know.
Or Rimmel London?
I think she might be Rimmel London. Get the London look.
Get the London look. Or what's the other one I know? The Makeup of Makeup Artists. What one is that one?
I think Makeup of Makeup Artists is
I think Maybelline is maybe she's born with it. Or maybe it's Maybelline. That's right.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's just really tired, which is what I am at the moment. When I sit, maybe she's born with it, or maybe she's got a toddler.
Maybe.
Is what people think when I get in the makeup chair. So you've been told that Lady Gaga has used your dressing room.
Yes.
Hugely exciting.
Very exciting. And then I went in there afterwards, and there was a 5-packet of flakes, and I thought, wow, that's her rider. They weren't there before.
A 5-packet of flakes?
And a 5-packet of whispers. They weren't there before. I don't know if they were provided there for her or if they were just a late addition to just the general kind of lovely snacks that they provided.
I love the idea that Tom Allen needs 5 flakes. He won't work without 5 flakes.
And then imagine just like 5 like really insouciant sort of like lazy people cancel plans. Just turn up. Or just on their phones. Just like, sorry, I'm late.
Oh, I actually can't make it. I'm so sorry.
Look, I'm just popping in. It turns out I've got to go to this other thing. I'm really sorry.
I can't make brunch.
That's how I am. I just love 5 flakes.
Yeah, so I'm guessing normal. You're on the red carpet. Do you see her and everyone gasps? So people are like, oh, it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, no, because I tell you why. Everybody
go on.
Knows it's happening. No, you see her
sure.
coming.
Sure, yeah. That hair, it's big.
She arrives on...
You see her.
She arrives in like a minibus, which is like padded out. It's beautiful, beautiful minibus.
What, like the type that you might get for like a karaoke minibus? Because I went on one of those for a hen do.
It was exactly that, yeah. It was a
karaoke
minibus.
Was she singing one of her own songs?
It had one of those like disco lights. It's in a ball.
Love it, yeah. Love it. Into it.
I don't know if that's true. but you can hear it because there's like... There's when people arrive,
yeah.
There's various kind of outcries that happen when they arrive. But she was, I think, the biggest of the day.
Yeah, of course.
And so it just
erupts. I imagine the fans are like, ah!
Yeah. So there's like, I don't know, 50. I never know what feet are, but like 100 feet down the
6,000 feet away.
She's 2 million feet away, and she gets out of the van.
Her disco minibus.
Her disco minibus, and steps out, and everybody's just screaming. And
then, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? And they said to me in my ear, you need to just be... Because normally we'd get people in position and then go, this is Joe Bloggs, and they've been nominated for...
Best Feet.
Best Feet. And F-E-A-T.
Yes.
And then you'd start the interview, but with her, they were like, she won't stop, she won't wait. Not that she won't, but I suppose she probably can't, because... I think
she's got to do the walk and talk.
She's only pausing for a moment. She came up, and so I had to be very like organized, look at my cards, know what I was doing. I could feel like the microphone was sort of shaking as I was talking.
Oh, really?
But, you know, she was very normal. That's like a really blasé thing to say. And I don't, I try and shirk cliches, as you know.
Well, of course. You're wearing a silk dressing gown with a cotton pyjama underneath.
And I've got one ear out for my mother, who's bringing around my ironing, which I pay her to do. there's a lot of cliches in my life, and I didn't want this to be another one, but because I always take the piss out of people who are like, oh, I just can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm nominated. Like, yes, you can. Yes,
you can. Of course. You expected it. You were thinking it on set.
You did it. That's why you started in the first place, which is very cynical of me. But Lady Gaga was so nice and very gracious. She brought along.
And she actually did stop, right?
Oh, yeah, she stopped for ages.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, isn't it, with people like that? I mean, I've never had the pleasure of Lady Gaga, but I have found before when people say like, oh, you know, that person, they're like, you know, the most famous person, you know, they actually need this and they need that. And then you meet them, you're like, oh no, just everyone around you is suggesting that that's what you need. But actually you're just very nice and normal.
Just normal, just really normal, really nice. And really, you know, she was talking about her hair and makeup stylist who were with her, and they were saying about how the team collaboration worked and how they, you know, would have a meeting every day about what they wanted to achieve and how they wanted to do it. And I said to them, you know, like, it must have been a bit of a nightmare because, you know, Lady Gaga's an icon. What are you going to do if you slip with the eyeliner? And she did sort of laugh at that. I think they have quite a relaxed life. It's not sort of...
I also think that you are so great too. I mean, first of all, I'm sure you were brilliant on the red carpet, but also for someone like Lady Gaga, you're like, you seem like a quintessentially British camp gay guy who I just imagine she would be like, no, but like, I mean that in a really positive way. Does that sound like a slur?
No.
No.
And listen, yeah, like, I've taken a lot of slurs and I've adapted them to be positive for me.
But no, I think that she would meet you and be like, oh, how brilliant.
Oh,
like, well, you seem fun. You're funny. No, I think she'd be way more impressed by you than like some dirgy straight guy that's like, so what do you think of the film? Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I don't know. I just sort of think, well, if you can have a laugh with people, then you're yeah. on a good fitting, aren't you?
So, and now you're best friends with Lady Gaga, right?
Now, so we're best friends.
She's replacing me on this podcast.
Yes. No.
That's how we'd get up the iTunes charts.
Please. There'd be an outcry. We wouldn't have it. No one would have it. People wouldn't stand for it. But she, I'm sure, would love to join us on Like Minded Friends. And maybe she'll email us one day.
Maybe she's listening right now.
Lady Gaga, if you are listening, please do.
I think her name's Stephanie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, did you think her... Do you think her Christian name was Lady and her surname Gaga?
Maybe.
Sure.
Did she have to change it because of... Steph McGovern.
Yes, yeah, they can't be two Stephs.
They can't be two Stephs. Oh.
And Steffi Graf.
And Steffi Graf. I always think
of course.
I always think about her. Where is she? I want to see more from her.
I guess she's still doing something in tennis. Is she married to Andre Agassi?
Oh, I don't know on that front. Who am I?
I think so. I think she's married to Andre Agassi.
Oh, I thought she was gay.
No, she just plays tennis, Tom. I don't think she is gay. Oh, now I'm going to have to Google it. I'm looking for personal life.
Personal life. Oh, I wonder.
She married Andre Agassi.
Oh, that is good knowledge, Suze.
She's married to Andre Agassi. Graf Agassi family reside in Summerlin.
Oh.
Which is a community in Las Vegas.
Wow, she loves to gamble.
Graf's mother and brother also live there.
Oh. And innate knowledge of tennis there from Susie, as we say, smashing stereotypes all over.
Left,
no cliches
right,
here.
And centre.
No cliches today.
That's what we should have called the podcast, No Cliches Here.
No cliches today, thank you.
Just before we get into our correspondence, which of course is now a huge part of the podcast.
I'd love to hear your correspond.
What I want to know, like, what you were wearing, who else you spoke to, and like the general vibe, and if you went to one of the parties.
Okay.
So these are all my questions. I'm a really great interviewer, aren't I? Here's my questions. You answer in your own time. I'm going to go make a cup of tea. I'll listen to that later.
It's like the driving theory test. Just do it online. No, I'm trying to think of who's the tennis player who famously came out. Martina Navratilova.
Yes.
Was she the first one?
I think so.
Trailblazer.
Are you thinking of Billie Jean King?
Is Billie Jean King a lesbian?
Oh, Tom, yeah.
Oh, maybe it was Billie Jean King first.
I think it was... Billie Jean King would have been first, I think.
Oh, wow. What a great... Just like to know. Just like to
know. Of course.
Thank you for that. Now, I'll tell you, I was wearing a velvet jacket, which I was glad about because it was warm, but I was worried about because it was raining, and I thought velvet is just like a towel. I'll have to hang it over my towel rail. I'll be sopping wet. And I had a clip-on bow tie, and I'm obsessed with bow ties going skew-whiff. Listeners, look. I know people think I know about things like bow ties. I like to tie my own usually, but they go skew-whiff. And sometimes people say that's good because then people know it's a real one. Well, I wore a clip-on one this year. It just went around my neck. And that went a bit skew-whiff as well. So I don't know what... Have I got a slidey neck? Shall I stop lubing up my neck? Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think you need to stop lubing up your neck.
Okay, well, if that's what you want, I'll do it. And also I wore new shoes, which was dangerous in the situation.
That is dangerous. And they were patent, weren't they?
Shiny patent shoes, new ones.
See, they're always a slag to break in.
Well, I've got fallen arches, haven't I, Suze? I don't mean to bring the mood down. We all have a cross to bear. But I have got fallen arches. And so I have to be careful with my instep. But they did rub a little bit. But actually, you know what? It was fine.
Okay.
Lovely people I met. There were lots of great people. I met people from all over the world.
So exciting.
And it was very thrilling. A favourite moment was meeting Salma Hayek.
Oh, she is so beautiful and I assume funny.
And
she seems like she'd be a laugh.
Such a laugh. And she was there with the producer of House of Gucci, Jeannie Scott.
Yeah.
And they were there. They both obviously looked incredible. And I was talking to her. And then Gina Scott was like, stop flirting with Selma. And I was like, no, I'm not flirting. And I was like, I don't know what to do now. Now she thinks I'm flirting. And she said, oh, you are flirting. I was like, well, maybe I'm a bit. And then she was like, you know, and Selma Hayek was like, you know, normally on these interviews, the interviewer stays on the other side of the camera. But I noticed with, she said, I noticed with gay guys, they always just creep in. Oh, you're right, Selma, you're right. So we had a right old laugh. And she was like, oh, I think we're talking about House of Gucci, when she said, oh, it's like a telenovela but with a British twist. I said, oh, a telenovela with a British twist. What would that be? EastEnders. Oh, and we laughed. I don't know if you've ever seen Albert Square.
But Alberto Square.
Alberto Square. For the telly,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
And I thought if I started bringing more obscure soap operas, it might, you know, it might not fly.
Yeah, I don't think if you were like Doctors, like, she would have been like, Sam, are you across Doctors? It's the BBC One afternoon
It's more
show.
An afternoon soap opera. It's a telenovela for the afternoon. Yeah, if I started bringing Hollyoaks. I don't know if she watches Hollyoaks. I don't know. I think she
only watches Hollyoaks late.
Well, that's where the exciting
that's
stuff
what I
happens,
heard.
Isn't it? Yeah,
it's because of all the banging.
Yeah, there's loads of shagging in that, isn't there?
And good for them, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the big question, did you go to like one of those parties?
I did go to the party. There was the official...
Isn't there like loads across London and people like hop between them? Is that what happens?
There's a bit of that, I think, yes. But to be honest...
It's so fabulous.
Shirley Bassey, I basically ran from the end of the red carpet because I was like...
Because you wanted to catch Shirley.
I wanted to catch Shirley. Be careful, don't catch Shirley. and I ran up that red carpet like a rat up a drain pipe. And I got...
Like a gay man running towards Shirley Bassey, you mean? Like a homosexual running towards a one-off performance by Shirley Bassey.
Exactly that, exactly as above. And I hot-footed it, got into the seat, and let me tell you, Shirley Bassey's performance of Diamonds Are Forever. I keep listening to that song over and over again. I cried. Like, I didn't just, like, sob a bit. I, like, oh, like cried.
Wept.
Wept, yeah, weeped.
Wept, weeped. Weeped, weeped. 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 Weeped.
I don't know. I don't know which one is right.
It's wept. I'm so sorry. That's my mistake. No,
but,
please.
It was so amazing. And then there was parties afterwards. There was a party at the Grosvenor House, which everybody gets invited to, which I was very honoured to be at. And then I had a couple of drinks after that at the Amazon party and a couple of drinks at the Netflix party. And then I had to go to bed because I had to be up early, which I was very excited about. A couple of things were happening the day after because I was going... And I was also going... One of the things was I was going to record an episode of The Apprentice You're Fired, and I knew I had to be on top form, so I was good.
And you were also having breakfast with me and my family, which was very nice
well,
of you to make the effort. Because Mum was down. Mum and Dad were there.
That's right. Mum and Dad were down.
And Dad. So. Meet Lady Gaga, did you, Tom? That's good.
You're doing well, ain't you, mate?
Oh, it was so lovely to see you. and it was like, no, it was lovely. And so it was a kind of, that was perfect. Like, everything about it was all perfect because...
Well, I think... Up on behalf of all of myself and all of our like-minded friends, when I say we're all just so proud of you, especially those of us that have listened. And when I say have listened, I have participated in this show right from the beginning. The journey we've been on, Tom.
It's been a journey.
We're still on it. But it is. I think you doing stuff like that on the red carpet for me, I'm like, yeah, quite right.
Oh, that's very very kind.
Quite
of you
right.
To say. I know I had a lovely, lovely time and I felt very grateful and very excited, very, very, like, felt very lucky to be there. So it was a very nice time, but a really, happy time. I felt very, very much enjoyed it.
And I think that's the nice thing about awards dues. I mean, not that I've been to many, I've been to a couple of them.
Oh, please, but, like, you've been to lots of them.
But there is something really positive about, like, celebrating what people do. And I think that, you know, in a world where, I mean, taking sort of current affairs out of things for a moment, but, like, you know, it's so cool to be so down on everything, isn't it? It's so cool to not care and to not give a shit and to be, you know, and to mock earnestness and mock people trying their best.
Sure, tell me it's my career.
But, you know, that's the wonderful thing about these awards dues, where you sort of go, oh, no, it's quite right that we celebrate people. And, you know, and say, like, oh, like, people put a lot of effort and a lot of work into this. And, you know, to just celebrate, like, arts and culture, because it does move us along, I think.
Well, I suppose, you know, it's living positively as well, isn't it?
And I feel think like, so, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's sometimes an important thing to remember to do, isn't it? To live as, I don't know, to engage with the world. To, to live happily if you can is you know, obviously a challenge at times. It was creativity as well. And I do think storytelling in all its forms is a powerful tool of, you know, it breeds empathy, doesn't it? And it gets to understand each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so hard to talk about things without feeling like you're being glib about what's going on in the world at the moment. But, you know, to make it, like, sort of local to us and to some like-minded friends, you know, even watching something like It's a Sin, I feel like moved a conversation forward that hadn't happened in such a long time. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, like the artistry of it, the artistry, yeah. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah.
Of it, and like the storytelling of it, I think would probably make people who lived through that time and maybe weren't the best allies go, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have enough, yeah, empathy. If only we could have the same sort of empathy for our trans brothers and sisters. Not you and I, indeed. Of course, but the rest of the world sometimes. Anyway, yes. God, look at me, Tom. Very Let me get off this
very
horse.
True, Susie. No,
Let me get
no,
off this lanky
no,
horse and do some bloody correspondence.
Well, it would be lovely to hear from our lovely...
From everyone, I'd
from
say.
Everybody. We love to get your correspondence.
The correspondence. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
There's no one from France. Hello, Tom and Susie. I am Susie also, but with a different spelling. Tom, I saw you on Netflix on Great British Bake Off Christmas show, and in my opinion, you should be the full-time host.
Oh, that's
You're the best one since Mel and Sue left. Can you please get this full-time job?
Oh, my goodness. Susie, thank you
That's
very
what
much.
Led me to Like Minded Friends, which cracks me up. I save up and then listen to several episodes at once whilst working on a sewing project or something.
Oh.
Susie, you have the most beautiful speaking voice.
Susie,
but
it's
please,
true.
Thank you so much, but please be careful about where you undo your pants in the future. Mm. Listen, I've learned my mistake. You don't undo your pants near a camera in boots.
Oh, of course. Yes, I thought you meant near a naked flame, but yes, yes.
Well, that's how I lost my pubes. No, I didn't really.
Good idea.
It's cheaper than waxing.
Okay. It anyway, is, isn't it? Although...
My husband and I watch Call the Midwife when we grow tired of important dramas. Oh. She's also capitalised important dramas.
Oh, quite right. That should be a quite whole right. channel, shouldn't it, on...
Important
like,
dramas?
Yeah, do you think? On like...
Well, I think that Hallmark is basically sad films in the afternoon. I think that's what they should call
they
it.
They just rebrand it, yeah.
Because my mum will say to me, did you see that film the other day? It was on at 3 o'clock on the Hallmark channel. I'm like, no, I've got... A career and a life. She has a life, but you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we think Call the Midwife as a sort of palate cleanser. Of course, there's usually some blubbering. Sister Monica Joan is my favourite nun. Do you have a favourite? Favourite nun? Probably Sister Julianne. Tom, your favourite nun?
Sister Sledge.
And that Trixie with the clothes and the makeup. What a glamour poise. And that wise old midwife who drives a car. Yes, she's great.
She is great. Which one is the wise old? I thought they're all the wise. Oh, what? Not Pam Ferris.
No, Pam Ferris isn't in it
She's
anymore.
Dead now, isn't she? She died
I think
at Christmas
she
few
might
years
be dead.
Ago.
Yeah, I think so. You're thinking of Nurse Crane. It's Nurse Crane who drives her own car.
Oh, Nurse Crane, the mum from East is East.
Yes, I think so. Mm. Tom, it was so sad to learn that you'd lost your dad. Both my folks passed, and you shared your experience in such a lovely, gentle way. My heart goes out to you and your family at this time.
Oh,
thank you for sharing your friendship and conversation. There is something very comforting about your podcast. Oh. Yours sincerely...
Yeah.
And this is from Susie S, who is in Colebrook in New Hampshire in the US of A.
What's wrong with the old Tom? Hampshire where you grew up?
I mean, well, that's
Susie,
the thing.
That's
they made
really
it American,
rude.
Tom.
Why did you have to make a new one, Susie? that's lovely. How nice from all the way over there in
all
New England.
All the way
England.
Over there, Tom. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
Is it New England and then New Hampshire? Are they all news inside there? I don't understand.
I think I might be wrong. I think New England is just the area. It's like the collection of New Hampshire and I want to say, I think there's, is that Maine, Vermont... Maybe I'm wrong in
Maine.
That. Maybe with
there's
some
a musical
of those
called Maine, isn't there?
Is there?
Yes, I think so.
I want to see one called Side. or one called Course.
But right, shall I?
It's that northeast corner. No, I think I was just going to say I think it's that northeast corner, which I think is maybe Massachusetts. I think is New England.
Oh, Mark, I've got absolutely no idea about American geography or anything or any geography really. I'm terrible at it.
Well, that's so lovely. That they like Call the Midwife.
So lovely, and you know they found you via GBBO.
GBBO, yeah. Oh, that was a
and,
fun time.
And here we are. Mm. And here we are. Hey, Susie and Tom. I don't know how to start this email because I've never written to a show before. Well, not that I can remember, but I'm going to deem this an acceptable start and jump right in.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I came to your podcast by chance. I can't even remember how. I'd seen Tom a few times on telly, but I didn't know Susie.
Oh.
Brackets, how things have changed. Mm-hmm. The lack of previous knowledge didn't prevent me from immediately loving this podcast. Whilst I like coherence and format as much as the next person,
yes.
I find it very endearing just to listen to two friends chatting, just catching up and talking about nothing and everything. The truly important stuff is the things that lie between those two sides of the spectrum, in my opinion.
I agree.
I imagine it's why so many people relate to this podcast.
Oh. Between the Cracks. That would be a good name for this podcast.
Between the Cracks. You really lured me in. Like-minded friends became the gateway drug to a lot of content from you two, from other podcasts you have or have been interviewed on, to buying and listening to Tom's book, to watching Susie live in Hemel Hempstead.
Oh.
Super fun night, and you're great, Susie. Thanks so much. First time, but won't be the last. I was just finishing the last episode of Like-minded Friends when I noticed you being quite self-deprecating about how cool you are.
Oh.
This is a recurrent theme I've noticed, and it really makes me laugh because you both sound so aware of who you are and your flaws and characteristics and even your talents. How is that not the very definition of cool?
Well, I don't know.
And on that, we reach my question. I think both of you have a wicked sense of style. Fashion seems like something you both have a lot of fun with.
Well, yes, I suppose that's true.
The episodes when Susie was like, the Cooples, I was like, yes, queen. Without going into too much detail, this email is already a fruit salad. I've been promoted recently, and with someone in my mid-30s, I need to stop dressing like a German exchange student. Big jumpers and backpacks. And more like a person who knows what's what.
Pencil skirts.
Pencil skirts, new glasses, whether you need them or not.
Yes, get new glasses, you need them.
Would you be up for sharing some stores or brands that you love and how you learn to express yourself through fashion? With any luck, the brands that you mention will then send you goodies as a thank you.
#goodness.
Always looking out for you.
Thank you for that.
Thanks so much for keeping so many of us entertained. And that's from Sarah.
Oh, my goodness, Sarah. I can't tell you how glad I am to read this. I think that, I mean, what do I think? I think that... fashion. I mean, just keep going with your German exchange student vibes would be my instinct, don't you think?
I think, is she carrying around an English to German phrase book? Because I feel like that would really pop off.
Yes, or a LaRousse. Yes, a LaRousse. Is it LaRousse? Was the guide? Was that? I can't remember. One of those guides to London.
Yeah, that's good.
But maybe go full business realness, as they said in the ballroom scene, of like, what? I mean, what is it? Just get yourself down to Reese, buy a structured bodycon dress. Is that the right expression for
a structured bodycon dress? Sure, sure.
Paneled.
I mean, panel, but buy a wood panel and just carry that everywhere. Sort of like a sandwich board.
That's business. That is business right there. Yeah.
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 And get a friend to like dress as a hot dog next to you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Is this business? Are we finding fashion?
This is very business fashion. Yeah, business realness. I think boxy jackets. Are people still wearing those for business?
Oh, I love a boxy jacket.
Me too.
Love a boxy jacket. Love a square shoulders.
My mum always had a lovely boxy, sort of, wasn't too boxy, but a pink sort of short jacket. It was hot pink. And she bought it with her uniform allowance when she worked at Liz Claiborne, who is an American brand. Hello, Susie in New Hampshire. And when she worked in the Army and Navy, and that was her, you know, you get a certain amount to spend on clothing from the brand.
Yes, of course.
And I think she put some of her own money towards it, so it was a suit. Oh, so fabulous. It was hot pink.
So fab.
When people didn't really wear hot pink.
So chic.
So chic.
So bloody chic.
So if you can find one of those, I recommend.
Did you always feel quite... You were always very confident with fashion, weren't you?
I mean, no. Well, I mean, I had my own... Not fashion, but with my own sense of nonsense.
Of style.
Style, style, yes.
No, but you've always... As long as I've known you, you dress well.
Well, that's...
I don't think I've ever met up with you and I've thought, Tom's...
What a mistake.
What a huge mistake.
Well, that's kind of you. I've realised as well...
Imagine if I met up with you and thought, what a huge mistake.
What are you wearing?
Tom, no.
What's this? Yeah, that's very nice. Well, I suppose I like... It's just playfulness, isn't it? You just have a bit of a laugh with it.
Yeah, I think not taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Who cares? As my dad would always say, it's not about how clothes make you look. It's about how they make you feel.
So, agreed.
That would be my top tip on fashion.
That's how I feel too. And for a long time, I felt like I couldn't wear a shirt and tie because I don't know why. I just thought I can't wear that. And now I do it all the time and I bloody love it. So I think sometimes just going for what you actually want to wear.
And then you feel great and everyone's like, wow, you look great.
Exactly, because when you feel great, people can see that you're feeling great.
Yeah.
And then they tell you you look great.
Yeah. So that's what I think, like, dressed exuberantly. I used to wear red trousers before they were a thing. And people were like, why are you wearing red trousers? Why? I don't think much of your trousers. But they weren't red. They were like coral. They were like a pinky red. They were like, I don't think much. Why are you wearing this trouser? Like, they couldn't compute it. Like, it was like 10, 12 years ago. Maybe more, actually. They were like, why are you wearing? Like had such a chat. Such a, like, it was such an affront to them.
Like, for you to have the gall to go around in red trousers.
Basically, or I'd wear a brooch. And people were like, oh, you got a brooch on, have you? Why are you wearing a brooch? And I luckily had nice friends. Yeah. I had some nice friends who would be like, you wear those brooches, they look good. And I really liked it. You always feel good. People would be like, oh, who does he think he is, dressing all up and happy? But that's their issue, it's not yours.
Absolutely. Oh, great, great tips, Tom. You should be an agony uncle. Is Dear Deirdre still doing The Sun? Because I reckon we can make it Dear Tom.
Dear Tom. Dear Tom.
Dear Tom.
Dear Dreary.
Right, let's have one more. Let's have one more. Hi, Susie and Tom. Hello. Firstly, thanks for your fabulous podcast, which makes me laugh every week and generally increases my happiness level each time I listen to the two of you chatting away about such lovely random things. I was especially impressed by Tom last week, who was still funny when hungover.
Oh my goodness, I'm so embarrassed.
And I mean, not enough people give you credit for that, Tom. You're still very hungry. Still very hungry?
A very hungry little bitch.
Did you have that egg on toast that I told you to have?
You know what? I did. Put loads
and
of...
And did it make it better?
Oh, 100 times. 100, I was going to say 100%. When did we start saying 100% instead of just yes?
Honey pee?
Yeah, a honey pee. One a honey pee. Like, just say yes. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
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 Do you agree with this statement? 100%. Just say yes.
But most of the time, if I'm even... I'm only even 90% on anything.
True. I'm barely there.
Do you know what I mean?
Barely there.
Okay, back to our email from our friend Luke. Luke. Always felt like a bit of a weirdo, and I have over the years found a small group of fellow weirdos in my wider social circles who are my favourite people in the world, and I have told them this. Like-minded friends also feels like a club for those of us who don't fit the normal definition of cool. So people are very into cool this week. Ooh. Suddenly finding weirdness around me everywhere is making me feel normal, although I do feel that being normal is rather overrated. On a different note, I wanted to put forward another shop for contender for inappropriate names to call a business.
Oh, yes, I'd like that.
Surely Athlete's Foot. While accurate in relation to what it sells, it must be the least appealing name for a shoe shop, and I've always found it rather unsavoury, avoiding it at all times. Yes. Thanks again for making my week a little better. Lots of love from a 50-year-old like-minded friend in Bristol, Luke.
Luke, thank you.
There's a PS. What does PS mean? Postscriptum
or postscript, yeah.
Postrectum. My husband normally leaves the bath mat on the floor, but trampling over it in shoes to get to the toilet always seemed a bit grim. I used to hang it on the bath side, but after listening to your other email correspondence via email, I now hang it on the towel rail, and it keeps it much fresher. Lovely.
Great to hear that, Luke.
Well,
talking about athlete's foot, I mean, you know, that's why you need to... I'm sorry to say it, but that's why you need to dry out the bath towel.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. Thank God you're here.
Just itching.
Yeah, really grim, actually.
Yeah, grim. Actually grim.
Really grim.
Actually grim.
Actually grim, actually.
But well done. I'm glad we're making changes for you.
I am glad that people feel like they're in our little weirdo gang. Thanks so much to Luke for sending that email and encouraging us all to be in our little weirdo gang.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes, how nice. Well, I think as well, it's so easy to spend our whole lives being like, oh no, what do they think? And you go, well, it doesn't matter, who cares? Easier said than done.
But I do agree. Yeah. Right, Tom, you've got things to do.
Well, so have you two, so have you.
Well, listen, I've got to go. I've got to nip off.
Have you?
We've
have you
all got
to
bits on. I'm interviewing someone for Out today.
Oh, that's exciting. Can you say who, or is it a secret?
No, I think I can say who. Do you know Victoria Scone, Drag Race? Drag queen.
Oh, how exciting.
So I'm chatting to her. So I'm just going to go and finish off my little intro for her, and then I'm chatting to her in a little while.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the podcast will be back in maybe the next month.
Oh, great. Well, we're very excited about that, Suze. I will bid you adieu.
Adieu.
You just have a lovely day. Enjoy the spring sunshine that's creeping through now, everybody.
Yes, it is. It's creeping through.
I think it's time to start planting vegetables. I'm going to be doing that in the coming weeks, so expect lots of updates.
Oh, okay. There'll be lots of veg content.
Lots of veg content.
And remember, you can always get in touch with us, of course. Tell us your feelings, your fears.
Oh, I'd love to know.
Maybe some suggestions on what we can talk about, opinions on things. Mm. Almost certainly. And if you want to find out any more about Lady Gaga using Tom's dressing room, and if anyone has any intel on whether that was her five flakes,
Yes, let us know.
We'd love to know, actually. We'd really, that's something we've both been thinking a lot about. The email, as ever, is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. But you can also find that in the show notes.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much,
we'll
everybody.
We'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next week. Okay.
Okay, bye,
love. Bye now. Bye. 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 Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.